ever get that feeling like you just can't get enough? You know, like there's always something more you just have to have.
It's like that itch you can't quite scratch.
Right.
A universal human struggle, really.
Yeah, exactly. And today we're taking a deep dive into a section of the Book of Proverbs that tackles this head on.
Okay.
Proverbs 30.1520, to be exact.
All right.
It's where this guy named Augur gets super real about desire and greed. And all the smoke and mirrors we create around them.
Yeah.
Now, the first part, verses 15 and 16, uses this crazy image of a leech and its daughters.
Okay.
What's the deal with that? Why a leech of all things?
It's such a specific, vivid choice, isn't it? This leech, it's not just hungry.
Right.
It's got two daughters both crying, give, give.
Wow.
Constantly demanding more.
Talk about insatiable. But Augur doesn't stop there.
Right.
He brings up the barren womb, parched earth and fire.
Okay.
It's a bit of a head scratcher at first.
Yeah.
What do you think he's getting at with these examples?
It's almost like he's painting this picture of relentless consumption.
Mm.
This endless hunger that can never be satisfied.
Okay.
The barren womb longing for a child.
Right.
The parched earth thirsting for water.
Yeah.
The fire constantly burning, devouring everything in its path.
This idea of always needing more, it makes me think about how easily we get sucked into that mentality today.
Yeah.
Whether it's the latest gadget, that promotion at work, or even just, you know, endlessly scrolling through social media.
Oh, right.
It's like we're all chasing after something.
Absolutely.
And I think Augur is highlighting the absurdity of it all. This constant striving, this belief that happiness lies in getting that next thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he's calling out this insatiable desire. But then he takes this interesting turn in verses 18 to 20.
Yep.
He starts talking about four things he finds too wonderful to understand.
Right.
An eagle in the sky.
Okay.
A snake on a rock.
Yep.
A ship on the high seas. And then a man with a girl. What's the connection here? Seems like a pretty random assortment.
Right. It's like, where is he going with this?
Yeah.
But if we look closer.
Okay.
There's a fascinating thread running through these seemingly disparate images.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Heim, a biblical scholar, points out that they all share this quality of leaving no trace.
No trace. Like they're here one minute, gone the next, and it's like they were never even there.
Exactly.
Okay.
The eagle soars to the sky, leaving no trail behind.
Uh-huh.
The snake slithers over the rock, disappearing without a sound.
Yeah.
The ship sails the vast ocean.
Right.
The waves closing in behind it, erasing its passage.
Okay, I see where you're going with this.
Yep.
But what about the man with the girl? That one feels different somehow. What's Augur getting at there?
This is where things get a little more complex.
Okay.
And we need to consider the historical and cultural context.
All right.
Dr. Heim suggests that Augur is likely alluding to sexual intimacy, particularly adultery, which carried serious weight in that time period.
So the way of a man with a girl is the secret act that leaves no outward sign, right?
Exactly.
But why focus on that specifically? How does it tie into the eagle, the snake, and the ship?
Well, think about it.
Okay.
All these actions happen in a way that's hidden, almost as if they never occurred.
Right.
And that leads us straight to verse 20.
Okay.
Where Augur describes the adulteress who eats, wipes her mouth, and then claims, I've done nothing wrong.
Hold on. Eats? That seems like he's using eating as a metaphor for something else, right?
You got it.
Okay.
Dr. Hahn's interpretation is that eating symbolizes the sexual act.
Hmm.
Augur is painting this picture of someone indulging in hidden desires.
Right.
Believing they can erase the evidence and escape the consequences.
That's a powerful image, and it really connects back to his earlier prayer.
Yeah.
Where he asks God to keep him from falsehood and deceit.
Exactly.
It's almost as if he's saying, look, we can try to hide our actions, pretend they never happen.
Right.
But there's this deeper truth at play here. This idea that even when we think no one's watching, our choices still have consequences, it really resonates.
Yeah.
Especially in today's world.
For sure.
So we've got this insatiable desire that Augur describes so vividly.
Mm-hmm.
This temptation to indulge in things we think we can hide.
Right.
It makes you wonder, where do we see this playing out in our own lives?
Yeah.
What are some modern day leeches that are constantly demanding, give, give?
Oh, I think they're everywhere.
Right.
That constant pressure to upgrade our phones, buy the latest fashion, chase those likes on social media.
Yeah.
It's like this insatiable hunger for more is woven into the fabric of our culture.
It's true. We're bombarded with messages that tell us we need more, more, more to be happy.
Hmm.
But like Augur pointed out, that chase never really ends, does it?
Exactly. And the danger is we can start to believe that we can have it all. without consequence.
Right.
That we can indulge in those secret desires.
Yeah.
Whether it's cheating on our taxes or gossiping about a coworker, and no one will ever know.
It's that illusion of secrecy again, isn't it? Right. Like, we can just wipe our mouths and pretend nothing happened.
Yeah.
But, and maybe this is a bit of a curveball.
Okay.
Agur's focus on adultery as the example of this incomprehensible way.
Yeah.
Does that still resonate today?
Oh, that's interesting.
Our understanding of relationships and sexuality has shifted so much.
That's a great point. While our social norms have definitely evolved,
yeah,
I think the underlying principle still holds true.
Okay.
It's about the temptation to act in ways we believe are hidden, consequence-free.
So we can apply this to other areas of our lives, even if they're not as well taboo as adultery was back then.
Absolutely. Think about financial dishonesty.
Hmm.
Someone might think, I'll just fudge these numbers a little. No one will be the wiser.
Right.
Or maybe it's plagiarism.
Uh-huh.
Passing off someone else's work as your own.
Yeah.
Thinking you'll never get caught.
Right.
These are all modern-day incomprehensible ways.
Okay.
Where the illusion of secrecy can lead us down a slippery slope.
And those choices, even if they seem small or insignificant at the time, can have a ripple effect.
Right. Precisely.
Yeah.
Agur isn't just giving us a list of thou shalt nots.
Right.
He's pointing to a much deeper truth about human nature.
Yeah.
It's about recognizing that our actions, even the ones we try to hide, have consequences.
Well, it's not just about avoiding the big, obvious sins.
Right.
But also being mindful of those seemingly small choices we make every day.
Yeah.
The white lies, the cutting corners, the little compromises we make when we think no one's looking.
Because those choices, they shape who we are, who we become.
Right.
Agur's challenging us to ask ourselves, what am I really seeking? Am I willing to compromise my values to get it?
Tough questions, but important ones.
Absolutely.
Because when we give in to that temptation to deceive, even if we think we're getting away with something,
yeah,
it can really erode our sense of self.
It does.
And it can damage our relationships with others.
It creates this disconnect between who we are and who we pretend to be. And that's a recipe for unhappiness, both for ourselves and those around us.
So how do we break free from this cycle of insatiable desire and the illusion of secrecy?
Yeah.
It feels like we're constantly bombarded with messages that tell us to want more, have more, be more.
It's definitely a challenge in today's world.
Yeah.
But I think Agur's prayer at the beginning of this chapter offers some powerful clues.
Okay.
Remember, he asks for two things. To be free from falsehood and deceit.
Right.
And to be content with neither poverty nor riches.
So it's about finding that balance, not giving in to every fleeting desire, but also not denying ourselves any kind of fulfillment.
Exactly. It's about aligning our desires with our values and finding satisfaction in a way that's both authentic and sustainable.
Hmm.
It's about recognizing that true happiness doesn't come from what we acquire or consume,
right,
but from who we are and how we choose to live our lives.
Easier said than done, right?
Oh, absolutely.
But I think Agur's right. There's a different path, one marked by honesty, integrity, and contentment. It might not be the easiest path, but it's the one that leads to a deeper, more fulfilling life.
Beautifully put. It's about choosing a life of substance over a life of shadows.
Right.
Even when those shadows seem so alluring.
Speaking of shadows,
yeah,
we haven't talked much about those other images Agur uses.
Yeah.
The eagle, the snake, the ship.
Right.
It feels like there's more to unpack there beyond just the idea of leaving no trace.
Yeah.
What's the takeaway for our listener?
I think it's a reminder that even the most seemingly inconsequential actions can have a ripple effect. Like that butterfly effect. One small flap of a butterfly's wings can eventually cause a hurricane on the other side of the world.
So even if we think we're leaving no trace,
yeah,
our choices still matter. If they do, they still have an impact,
both
on ourselves and on the world around us. It's almost like this hidden web of interconnectedness.
Yeah.
We might not always see the consequences of our actions,
right,
but that doesn't mean they don't exist.
Exactly. It's a humbling thought, isn't it?
It is.
To realize that even the smallest choices we make can have unintended consequences,
right,
that ripple outwards, affecting others in ways we may never fully grasp.
It makes you think twice about those little compromises we make.
Yeah.
Those times we tell ourselves, it's just a small thing, no one will even notice.
Because it's often those small things that accumulate over time.
Right.
And shape our character.
Mm-hmm.
They become the building blocks of our integrity or lack thereof.
This has been such a fascinating deep dive into Proverbs 30.1520.
It has.
We've covered a lot of ground, from the insatiable leech and its daughters to the illusion of secrecy and the ripple effect of our choices.
Right.
But before we wrap up,
yeah,
I want to bring it back to our listener.
Okay.
What's the key takeaway here? What can they do with these ancient insights?
Yeah, big question.
In their modern lives?
It starts with awareness, I think.
Okay.
Recognizing those leeches in our own lives. Those insatiable desires that never seem to be satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
It's about being honest with ourselves about what we're truly seeking.
Yeah.
And questioning whether those pursuits are aligned with our values.
And remembering that even when we think no one is watching, our choices matter.
Absolutely.
They have consequences both for ourselves and for others.
Exactly. It's about striving to live with integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Even when it's hard.
Yeah, okay.
Even when no one is there to pat us on the back.
Augur's words remind us that true fulfillment doesn't come from chasing after more, more, more.
Right.
It comes from finding that sweet spot between our desires and our values and living in a way that reflects who we truly want to be.
Beautifully said. It's about choosing substance over shadows.
Right.
Honesty over deceit
and
contentment over that never-ending chase.
So as we leave this deep dive, we leave you with this question to ponder.
Okay.
What does it look like for you to embrace contentment and live with integrity, even when no one is watching?
That's a good one to think about.
It's a lifelong journey, but a worthwhile one for sure.